All right, it is time to bring in Pat Pagano. And, Pat, we got some more rain last night. Probably somewhere around 7:30 to like 9:30.
Right, and it was really not much to talk about.
It was enough to wet the ground again.
That's it. I mean, most places got less than a tenth of an inch. And that's it. It's history. That's front number one. Clouds and sun, low 70s today. It'll cloud up tonight, 50. It comes front number two tomorrow with, I think, a more widespread shower area and even a thunderstorm in the low 70s. And then behind that, partly sunny, low 70s Saturday. Nice day. Sunday, sun and clouds, but there could be showers coming in late in the day on Sunday and a high 65 to 70. You should be in the low 80s on Monday with showers and thunderstorms. How about that?
I'm just concerned about Saturday.
Saturday's no problem.
You know, we got the Preakness.
Right.
We got, we'll be at Lime Rock Park. They're having their day where people can go to Lime Rock Park. There's going to be a lot of charities, a lot of vendors. And just a hello to the season at Lime Rock Park. We'll be there from, I think it's 10 to 3. In Sharon, they're having a reception. I think it's in between, I want to say 11 and 1. They finished the entire walking track down in Sharon Valley in the Sharon, Connecticut ball field, which is probably one of Pat, in this area, probably one of the nicest installations you'll ever see. In Sharon Valley, for the town of Sharon, there's a regulation size soccer field. All right, there is a Major League Baseball dimensioned baseball field that is all fenced in. There is a regulation Little League field. They've over the years built a place where you can have picnics and everything like that. Added indoor bathrooms, and now this walking track. It really is probably the nicest physical activity center of any of the towns you'll see in the tri-state region. Only thing it doesn't have is a pool, and we don't need a pool because we've got the Silver Lake here in Sharon.
There you go.
They really have done a beautiful job over the years with this.
Well, that's nice, and I think the weather's going to be very apropos. And I've been looking at it carefully because I am headed for the lake. And I'm bringing stuff up. I'm going to open up the lake house. Hopefully the conditions will be as good as they were when I went up there. Remember in January? I went up there to rebait the mice stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it's going to be as good. And I'm only going for the day. And I'll just clean it all up so that next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, that much will be done. And, I'll come back Saturday night. And relax on Sunday. Today I go back to the surgeon for a checkup. So I do that, and it's over there. Oh, and they're starting some work outside on the landscaping, but they're gonna come with one of those big hammers because they have to break up cement. So
it's your house?
Yeah, my house. We just hate the walkway. The walkway is three steps, long steps, 30 feet long, and they graduate. So it's like every 10 feet, and it's just straight out to the street. It looks like a landing strip. So they're going to break that all up, and they're going to make it like an S, and they're going to put stone, not pavers, but stone, so that it comes up to our stoop. And they're going to work on that. We wanted to get it done initially when we first moved in 3 years ago, but we didn't have the money.
You've been there 3 years now?
It'll be 3 years this June.
Jeez.
3 years.
Holy smokes.
Yep.
And you've never looked back?
Nope. And I could care less. Every time I have to go down there, I dread it. I'd rather go into the city from here, like you, than go to Long Island. Because the city from here, Palisades, down to the West Side Highway, and boom, you're in the theater district. Bingo.
Yeah.
No problem. It's just, going over the bridges and the traffic on Long Island is just ridiculous. So, yeah. So that's that, and nothing else new. Everything else is relatively quiet.
Now, you did mention that there might be some showers on Sunday.
Late in the day.
Late in the day, okay. Because Trade Secrets also takes place this weekend. And the big garden tours, which are sold out, happen on Sunday, and they're rain or shine. But it's always nice if it's not raining when the garden tours are taking place.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever. The weekend will be remarkably better than last weekend. But that doesn't take much.
No, we could have rain, and it would still be better because it'd be warmer. We won't have snow like we had last weekend.
Right, right. Very, very good point. You're right.
And we won't have rain when it's 45 degrees like we had last weekend.
Yeah, which you don't like, I know.
No.
You don't like that at all.
You know, when I got to put my fireplace on in the house to warm it up, and it's you're in May, you know, something's wrong here, so.
Right. Yeah, I have to totally agree with you. And, you know, I still have my heat on in my house.
Well, so do I, because it's been just too wacky.
Yeah.
You know,
it only goes on, of course, when it has to, but I did not shut it off yet. And normally by May, it's off.
You know, when it gets down to 39 degrees and you've got the heat off, it's very uncomfortable in your house.
Yeah, it's like being up at the cabin in the fall.
So you're going to see if your mice have come back in the meantime, right?
One of our neighbors, Joan, up there, she emailed me, and she was up there a couple of weeks ago because she had to get a new refrigerator, a propane refrigerator, and she was not happy at all with the findings in her cabin.
Well, did she do what you did?
She put stuff down, not as much as I did, but she didn't go back during the winter. She put it in the fall.
Okay.
She said it was just horrible. But, you know, I guess the problem is her cabin is, you know, getting older and older and older. And, you know, if you don't upkeep it, God bless her, she's in her 70s. She can't get underneath the cabin and plug up holes and stuff like that. So they're getting in.
So now how close is her cabin to yours?
About four cabins away.
Well, see, all the mice went from your place to her place.
Maybe. And I just ordered this thing that I found through one of the magazines. It's battery powered. It is an ultrasonic rodent.
They don't work.
It said that, you know, that it sends out a high pitch and that it would. Yeah, you don't think so?
I don't believe it.
Well, you know what? It was $29. And I said, you know what? It's $29. I'll put the batteries in. It's battery operated. Yeah. And I'll put it on when I leave there on the weekend so that it's on all week. You know, and I'll shut it off when I get there. It says it's not harmful to pets' ears, but I don't trust it.
It's not harmful to anybody's ears because it doesn't work.
It doesn't work, huh?
Well, if it makes you feel better, then it's worth it.
Maybe psychological. I also bought this other stuff. It's called Echo Defense.
Yeah.
It's safe for pets and children, and it's a liquid. It comes with a guarantee, and they said you could spray it outside your house or cabin or tent and inside, and the smell, you know, you got to keep redoing it, but they said that the odor will definitely keep away rodents.
All right. What about salesmen?
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, even like everyone tells me, they said, Pat, you can build a brand new cabin. You know, you're in the middle of the woods. Yeah. What do you expect? Yeah. And we are. We're in the middle of the woods. So, you know, I just don't like the fact that they could be walking on the little eaves around the cabin while I'm sleeping.
It's a little disconcerting.
That's why Shirley stays right next to me.
All right. Hey, we got to get going. We're out of time.
Yeah, you get going, and I think there's one more day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow.
So I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat began with this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.